Welcome to Queens Talk with AJ. We are two magical black queens from the A, college roomies turned cousins. Join us as we unpack truth, lies, and all in between.
We give all the millennial depth, culture, and lessons. This ain't no girl talk. This is queen talk. And we are hosts. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ayana.
You know what it is.
Period.
Bitches done showed up and glowed up.
What it do
is that vibe you rocking, baby.
Wow. Thank you.
It's looking good.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I really love it, bro.
Like, yeah, it look good.
I told Val, look what you've done.
A
created a monster.
Wow.
It's a row. Oh my gosh.
Does that give monster or does that give? I don't know what they give.
You know, it could give like a little Puss in Boots vibe. Like, you don't know what I'm gonna get. Puss in Boots is very clever, so.
Puss in Boots.
shout out to my cats. Hell no. Big paws.
Shout out to my cats. Because really all I wanted to hear was shout out to my cats. That's shout the route we're going.
Shout out to her too, man.
Shout out to her, Big Purr. Never the little.
Speaking of Big Purr, girl, Megan and Glow. Okay, now last week you did mention it. I do this every time. I'm going to have to sigh because I don't know where the money's going to come from. The sky.
Has she already started open tickets, Megan?
I think they sell Friday. 2 days.
I'm sure. Okay. I gotta do it.
Girl, Bryson Tiller is coming the same month. I'm lying, Gil.
Oh, man.
Right now, he currently has a number one spot on my top 10.
Oh, you joints. Gotta go see him, girl.
Girl, if I hear that song live, you gotta be out your mind. You gotta be out your mind, man. I gotta wear a wig just to pull it off, like, dead ass.
Oh, that a wig? What you gonna be doing with the wig, cuz? Hold on.
I'm gonna snatch it off. I need it for dramatic effect.
Oh, I don't know that song then. I don't listen to his music since.
Girl, I'm actually never, I don't want to tell on myself. I have never listened to a full album of Bryson Tiller's. I know okay. My sister's told me like his first album is goated. I'm so sorry. However, I'd be fucking with Bryson. The song is called Whatever She Wants. I will send it to you immediately.
Please do. Tap me in.
Did you ever listen to Back Outside?
That sounds familiar.
Please.
Oh, with Usher?
Hell no. This is Lotto.
Yeah, Usher. I mean, Usher and Lotto, they do a song, though.
No. This is not that. Nah, it's way better. No shade, Usher.
I mean,
Back Outside.
Sing it. Sing a little tune.
I don't want to play myself because the girl has a really deep voice.
I'm basically,
nigga don't make me mad.
Oh,
nigga don't make me mad again.
I actually vaguely remember that.
Lotto said she a Southside bitch to the hearse.
Ooh, wait, I think I have heard that. Hold on, I gotta pull up Apple Music now because I feel
you,
like
you,
I
you sure do, and you need to pull up Brent. I mean, shit, Bryson. Fuck.
Because when you said Bryson, I was thinking Brent, and then you're I had to correct myself.
See,
that's why I was like, I don't listen to him like that. Although I do have some songs I like of Brent.
Let me go.
I also have some
you.
Songs that I like of.
See, I don't have Apple Music.
So oh, Anicia and Anicia and Lotto.
Yes,
I think I have heard this. I'm pretty sure I have actually. Oh yeah, I've seen this video.
Okay, period. Can you also add whatever she?
Yes, I have indeed heard this.
You don't understand. That song start, it's like, come on.
Woo! So wait, is Lotto going to be on tour with Meg? Is that what we're saying right now?
No, she's going to be doing Birthday Bash. She's actually, like, hosting. Not hosting, but she's, like, the face of it this year.
Oh, a headliner? Yeah. Lotto was the headliner at Birthday Bash?
She posted a video yesterday.
Are tickets sold out already for Birthday Bash?
I don't know.
Because we've been trying to see Lotto. I'm not going to hold you, bitch. I'm not going to hold you. I want to go. I'm not playing.
I just don't know what to do here. So you tell me I got to pay for Lotto, Megan, and Glow, and Bryson? I'm about to start stripping, bro. This is ridiculous.
Jordan, can you please stop? This is too much.
Dad, I gotta start taking these. I gotta start taking these speed picks ASAP.
Show those toesies.
June 22nd. I never took a picture.
You gonna take a picture? Show those toes. It's a lady who sells press on toenails. And she be doing it too. Yeah, girl. I just randomly saw her page.
Press on toenails. Is that comfortable? Do they come off? I mean, I assume they.
No, they look good. Well, I don't know. I have.
If they come off while you're walking, man, I'm telling you, that's gonna piss me off.
That's embarrassing.
Boy,
that's damn. Tickets are $2.59 for a birthday bash.
You're actually getting distracted. I wanted you to look up whatever she actually wants.
Birthday bash is $169 right now.
Oh.
This is.
I need to see how much Megan.
So Meg come on tomorrow. I mean, come out Friday though. So we got to see. Wait, so is Glow really gonna be on tour with Megan?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna hold you. I'm excited to see, I would be really excited to see Glow. I'm not gonna lie.
And I didn't get the
full. So we're going, right? I'm gonna assemble the I'm about to hit up Ebony. Ebony.
Yeah,
the concert
already got her ticket.
Yeah.
She got her already,
heavy. As a matter of fact, I'm about to take that right now. I'm going to listen to Back Outside with Brent. I'm going to listen to it.
No, that is not the name. Back Outside is the Lotto song. It's not Brent. It's Bryson. See? That's how I know. I got to get you. See? That means you ain't going to listen. Can you please add it to your library?
Girl, I'm about to play it right now.
I want that shit to shock your ass. I want you to be
what's the name of the song?
It's called Whatever She Wants.
Oh, well,
very much,
right up.
Very much, very much. She can. You can have it. Small B.
The vibes are too hard. I might have to cut this whole part out because they know getting where they don't let us play them.
I'm
going to
take a bougie ass
to Odell
and let her pick up whatever she wants.
Bitch, I have her. I have just been having her.
Come on.
I hate when I do that. I be like, oh, I don't know that. I don't know that. I play it. I know that song.
That's good. Okay.
It's all right, y'all.
Song. That's a relief.
Woo. We have chatted it up enough.
Shit show. There's just a lot going on, guys. I don't know if y'all have the same musical taste, but if so, it's getting tricky.
We outside. It's summer.
We hadn't even, I mean, June is not even summer, bro. Like, if this is what spring is giving, bed. I don't even know.
We're busy. I got a gospel concert on the 31st, and then June.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I got family reunion. I don't got nothing in May. I need to go to work in May for real.
It's gonna be May.
Speaking of work, I need to find a job. And then
I'm sorry. I'm telling you, bro.
And then June. And then yeah, like June is what's in June though?
I'm not trying to be space break.
Oh, family reunion.
I understand why women be starting OnlyFans. Like
why?
Because it's hard. I'm not saying you got to do anything crazy.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
Listen, instead of letting a nigga pimp you, pimp yourself.
Whoa! You're not pimping yourself.
Not like that.
You are.
I would never do nudity. That's wild. Things lost the internet forever.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that either.
Also, it's like that's the people that
I'll be thinking of the longevity
of
it. Just
screenshotting it or something. Once they get access to see your stuff, they can really do whatever.
I mean, yeah. Can they prohibit screenshots? Is there a way to like prohibit screenshots?
But what if you just take, like I am right now, I got my phone looking at the camera. Bop. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You can still get guy, I'm sorry. Once it's on the screen.
Too much.
You're out of there, bud.
Too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl. Wow. That was a chaotic 6 minutes and 51 seconds.
Yeah. So how the hell are you, Bob?
I do it. I am doing dandy. I'm doing well.
Lovely. Same.
God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. We just make it.
Dang, I was going to try to slip in there. You said that so fast.
Sorry.
I was like, oh. All the time.
Just wave your hand if you agree. Can I get an amen in the audience?
Amen. I love when they tell you to talk to your neighbor. I think that is so fire. Like, Black people really say neighbor. And it's I really love that. Like, there are just certain Black experiences that you can't really explain. Like I heard this
they
lady,
are very much understood.
I heard this lady at work, she asked this guy, he's not Black, but I think he's like Hispanic. She was asking him, does he know what a kitchen is? She was talking about the back, you know.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
That was so perfect. And I was just like, why is it called the kitchen? Like, I've never understood that.
Yeah. I don't know, actually. I think it's because it's, maybe because it's just like kind of naughty back there. It's just stuff like everywhere, maybe.
Okay, you said naughty. I didn't know what you're going.
Like naughty.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I figured that. I
don't know. I was trying to think of an ex. Like, I was trying to think, but I couldn't. Honestly, bro, I'm still stuck on Wild Headline and Birthday Bash, and I had to go to her page to see the post. I'm sorry.
This girl is so distracted.
So, girl, she said she the first female to headline Birthday Bash, and I'm like, sis, yes. And I'm also really? Like, girl, we gotta go. I'm not playing with you. We gotta go, even if we in those boots.
I was gonna say I sleep. I see.
You've been trying to see Lotto all this time. If she headlining, we're gonna. It's a Lotto show.
I think I've only been to B103 stuff, but them radio concerts be tricky sometimes.
Like, they be ratchet.
They stuff together.
It's going to be ratchet for sure. But Lotto will be performing, and I feel like also it's going to be a younger crowd. I don't know. You're probably right. The younger crowd part be.
Yeah, with the kids.
That'll have you. It's the kids, girl.
I'll be like,
nobody trying to be around no kids.
They need to have adult-only concerts.
For real. Actually, that's crazy. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's go back to the Black church because, and things being well understood because my mom, we were watching this video today of this girl singing. I'm actually going to sing it to you. And this girl was singing, like, just, she had the beautiful voice singing, like, a really, like, down-home Southern Black Baptist song. And I guess whatever auntie was next to her recording her, I guess she was feeling it. And the girl hit a note that was real, like, ooh, you felt it? And the auntie said, sing, Hippa!
What?
Sing, Hippa! Girl, sing, Hippa! I said, I was shocked.
Now, that's something I ain't never heard in the church.
Girl. Yes, I ain't never heard that either. She must be in the country, girl. I just sent it to you because, girl, you got to watch it later.
That,
but
that is hilarious.
Some stuff is understood. Yeah. Some stuff is just, like, truly just
wow.
Well understood. Oh, God. Okay. So, has your week been good? You said your week has been good, right?
Yeah, man, it really has. Okay.
Wow, that's absolutely good to hear.
Yeah, girl.
That's actually really good to hear.
Yeah. Oh my God, can we just tell the people about our weekend, man? What the hell?
Talk about that being back outside.
That was good.
Thank you. It felt too good, right?
That was
the nostalgia
good.
Of that.
We even had somewhere to sit,
moment?
And we didn't have to pay $100.
We wasn't
like
in no
$100
heels.
For a bottle, and
we didn't have to wear our best club outfits. We was cute. Hold on, Jordan was actually dripped down. I'm not gonna hold y'all.
I was not dripped down, bro.
Yes,
this
she
was in my room.
Was.
I have no go out clothes, and I realized that, and so I plan on just making a purchase of nothing but turn up clothes. So girl, that when the time comes, I can just pull it out.
Pull it out. Yeah, I feel you on that. I actually made a purchase that I'm hoping works out. I'm trying nothing on yet, but. But anyways, Jordan, y'all feels really cute.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Jordan, but Jordan was right. You had the skirt and the, you had the dunks. What? That was cute.
It took me forever to arrive at that moment.
Yeah, same. I'm just realizing, I think we had the same cup. We both had on black and green. That's kind of fun.
We did. We
should have took a picture. God damn it. God.
But you know what? I actually have almost no footage of that night.
Me either. What? Guess what? I actually have footage. I just recorded because it was so packed. I did a swipe through, and it was the song that was playing was "We Hit the Ball and Ball All Day And so it was transitioning to another song, and your ass was hype. I yes, literally got you girl, at the tail end, and you was losing your shit in the video. My ended. God.
You gotta say that to me, girl. Okay. Look, y'all, if you was not at MJQ last Friday, MJQ in Atlanta, the underground turn up spot, baby, you missed the time, okay? You missed the time. I'm sorry. That
was crazy.
I'm sorry.
The DJ, I couldn't even. DJ, I didn't sat down.
His name is DJ. It's not DJ Envy. His name is J Envy, though. He is a DJ. And, I mean.
Shout out to him.
Baby had us turned, okay?
Wow.
I'm almost scared to go back. It was so lit that if I go back, I'm going to expect that. If I don't get it, I'm going to be like, whack. So I feel like I don't even want to go back. Like,
it's always like that. I hate I'm scared. I experienced that with restaurants, too. I'd be like, ooh, this is so good. I go back.
Whack.
You got too excited. I'd be like, damn.
I might have to go back, like, in the winter or something. But right
I'm
now.
I'm bad about trying to recreate a moment.
You can't.
Let's make it happen again. You can't. You like, can't. You really just have
and
to
that was so good that that's what I tried to. I think that's why we don't really have a lot of footage because we really was trying to just, we were just in the moment having a good time.
Like, we wouldn't have had time.
No.
Actually, this lady actually pulled me to the side. She was like, are these all your friends? I was like, yeah. She was like, y'all are so tired. I was like,
oh my God.
That's because they played all this music we had heard in 10 years.
Yes. For real, it was like an old Atlanta, new Atlanta, throwback. Yeah, like it was
that
straight
kill,
up
kill,
like
bow bow. Like, bro,
yeah, like I didn't mind trying to do
I
that.
I can't throw my ass. I just was hype.
We was just vibing. It was so good. And the seat, like you said, like whoever ended up on that and led us to that point, that was perfect. It was the guy telling Courtney to get off the table, but she could stand on the couch. Basically, that was it for me.
Oh, I didn't even I thought he was just like, nah, you can't do that.
When I turned around and I saw Courtney on the table and I saw y'all, everybody was just, I didn't even turn around. I was just like, yes. Yes. Like, I didn't even need to do nothing else. Like, I was like, we're in there. Like, I just, the vibe was vibing. I didn't need to interrupt a thing.
Vibing. Loved it.
Y'all.
I said, wow.
Shout out to Jay.
It was so good that next day. I said, wow.
Okay. I said, I can't stop thinking about it. We had a blast.
Hallelujah.
We had a blast. I feel like we all needed that too.
Okay.
What? It had been a while. We needed it. And it was just.
I haven't been up like that in a minute. I feel like I defrosted in that moment. All the winter just fell off of me.
Took it off.
Bro, I came out, bro. Out the ground, out of hibernation.
Yeah. Show.
Hell yeah.
For sure. Wow, that's awesome. how's work been this week?
it just passed the Cavassier.
The Cavassier. Wow.
Bro, my job really is chill. Like, sometimes it's just like dealing with people that just seem like, did you think about that before you asked? But
yeah.
Other than that,
people don't think.
No, and they don't read.
Oh, that's a biggie. There's no reading.
You know, I never forget this lady. She won this like big ass prize because she read the fine print. Nobody had read this fine print. It was some sweepstakes or something. She just happened to read it. She followed the instructions and she got the money off the strength that she read. And I never forgot that, bro. And so.
Wow.
Shout out to niggas who read. That, period.
That is wild. Shout out to Mrs. Reed. That's true, though. Wow. Actually, there was no work for me this week. But I have an interesting story that I wanted to share regarding work from last week.
Aw, man. Piss out.
Yeah. I was very much piss out last week, all week. As a matter of fact, Friday was the worst day. I was definitely pissing out. But,
your last day was the worst day?
Oh, not like that. Oh, not like that. But it was a very busy day. Like, we were swamped, actually. Mm. That Friday, we were swamped. I tried to leave at 3:08 and my manager was like, oh, do you mind doing da da da? It was something so freaking stupid, too. I was like, fine. It only took me like 5 minutes to do it. And after that, I got dressed and I left. Okay. And I said bye, of course. But
I was like, don't do that on my last day.
That girl's been humping all day. Girl, calm down.
Oh, Lord.
But in the meantime, I actually heard a conversation amongst the married women at work that I wanted to bring to your attention. And just neither one of us are married, for the record. But I just wonder if, I don't know how they came to this conclusion. Yeah, if we were, maybe this would be our I don't know, our take on things. Because it's crazy, because we actually heard the same, I don't know if you were there yet, but I think so. We actually heard the same scenario, kind of, from one of Melissa's friends at her party. So basically, the married ladies were talking, and I just happened to be sitting there, and they all of a sudden start talking about how they don't like to be petted. And, of course, my ears tapped in. I didn't turn around yet, but I just was tapped in, and they were like, yeah, we were married. Like, we're married. Sorry, no. She said, she was saying, I don't like to be petted. Just get to the point already. Like, I don't need all that petting and kissing and rubbing and touching.
Oh,
you don't even got to do all that. Just touch me. Just beep me already. And I looked, and I said, I just had a little look on my face, and I kind of chuckled, and they was like, yeah, don't mind us. And I was just like, she was just like, I don't need all that. Let's just do it. Like, why are we even doing any of this? And I was like, whoa, Nelly. And I'm just like, dang. I would hope that when I'm married, I don't reach a point where I'm like, let's just do it already.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand if that's okay, let's just get this out the way because I don't really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Or if that's I don't really care for, you know, all of the leading up, all of the acting and the theatrics. I just want to get to the chase. I can't tell which one that means.
But yeah, also I'm like, foreplay, is that, so you're saying you don't want foreplay, you just want to get straight to it? Like, okay, are you out of time? Are you exhausted already? Like, but then who wants it if you just like, here, fine, take it. Like, don't do none of that. Here, just take it. Like, who wants it if you just are like that? And then I'm just like, maybe, and that's what I'm thinking too, like, okay, maybe they're married, they have kids, they have whole lives, like, maybe they're just like, okay.
It's exhausting.
Yeah, but I don't know, really.
I do hear a lot of women say, like, they're not trying to be doing it for hours and all night, like, they just kind of want it to be there, done, and they want to go to sleep, you know?
Yeah,
so maybe that's the aspect they were talking about.
Maybe. And also, like, the friend's house we were at, her friend had mentioned, like, they have have kids. One of the kids comes in every night, like clockwork, at a certain time every single night. And so she was just saying, like, I appreciate it. Thank you for trying to warm me up, but I don't need to be warmed. I'm already hot. Let's get it. Like, and she was just saying how much, like, sometimes she's like, I don't need to be warmed up. Let's just get to it because I just want to, you know, I want to do it, but I also don't want to do it because I'm tired, but I still want to. So let's just get it in and be done with it.
I feel like it's a thing of time. Like, maybe. I'm stretched here, there, I'm stretched thin.
And now you
I feel this in this moment, and I just kind of want to do it because I got shit to do.
Yeah.
And that's just that.
Dang, how is that something that we could prevent? I don't even know. I really should have asked this when Kari was on, and maybe she would feel comfortable sharing as a married woman. But yeah, we was talking a lot. I couldn't get it in, but yeah.
Because I hear a lot of women say, like, it takes them a while, you know, to adjust even after having a child sometimes. I don't know if you remember our friend mentioned that, like, you know, her sex drive wasn't what it was, and then it kind of just came back out of nowhere. It's just like, wow. I understand that too. I mean, maybe that's like a hormonal thing as you get older. You know, like
maybe. I mean, really,
we have so many changes as women too. You talk about menopause, girl.
That's crazy. I had someone say. Oh, basically one of my coworkers was saying, yeah, like I'm going through menopause early, blah, blah, blah. She was just talking about that. And the person next to her was like, yeah, I haven't hit it yet. And I'm 60.
Was that shade? Dang. What was she really trying to say?
Both of us looked and we were like, you have it? And she's like, no. And we were like,
Wow,
at 60, that's a miracle. Not a miracle. That's I don't even know what to call that. That is unheard of.
Maybe her effects just aren't obvious enough that she feels like she's had anything significantly change with her body. But either way, yeah, that is a blessing. Because I mean, like, girl, I go to with my aunts, with my
you still dropping eggs every month though,
fanning they ass down. Like, and yeah. You'd be like, I feel bad. It's like, shit, it's cold as hell in here. You're burning up. Like, that's right.
There's a lot of women, like, too, who mention that they get, like, a hormonal pellet that helps with their, like, hormones and hot flashes and things like that when they are going through, like, menopause, too.
I don't look forward to no hot flashes. I hate being hot, bro. Mm-hmm.
And then, like, your own personal summer. Like, I don't want my own personal summer. I want everybody to enjoy summer.
Especially when it's cold and I can't experience that and I'm on fire. Mm-hmm. And so...
Nah, I'm on fire.
Whoa. That's crazy, man. Nah. Yeah. I think it's just really interesting. I don't know. As this whole adulthood thing comes with so many... like different scenarios, and we just don't really know how to navigate them until we're there. We don't know what we're going to be hit with. But that's, I feel like, fact. As women especially, it just seems like
somehow women pull the short
all types of variables.
Yeah. Somehow we pull the short straw.
Especially the women that have like month long periods. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Man, my lesson for 2 weeks once, and I was like, two weeks,
bro, baby.
Come on now. Nah, good God, mighty.
You could just stop being disrespectful right now.
For real.
So I have
adult team. Oh yeah, I was just about to say. No, that's actually what I was about to bring up, so perfect.
So I saw this, I don't even know if I really call this a quote. It's really kind of like a meme. But it says, the most tiring thing about adulting to me is how constant it is. There's always some shit to sort out. You chilling means you're probably just ignoring the million things on your to-do list.
Yes, bruh.
What is your opinion about adulting?
I absolutely agree. There is always something on my to-do list. And Lord have mercy, it don't get done until it's about to be done. Like, there is always something. I got 500 things on my list right now. That still need to be done from like 2 weeks ago, but it's still on the list. It's like, it does not stop. It is very, that is a perfect description. It is so constant. It's like it's never ending. It starts really? And it never stops. Like that's
you're really always responsible.
You're always responsible.
You know, I forgot to renew my tag for my birthday this year. Last year. And it just happened to my cousin. Like she said, she was at the car wash. And this police was behind her in the car wash and literally was like, hey, like, Miss McKinley, like, your tag is expired. Like, she forgot. And it's just like, it is insane. The amount. I was like, that's crazy she was at a car wash, but at least she was about it. But that's just really, that's just crazy the amount of things that we are responsible for. And I think adulting is, my opinion of adulting is that it's a shit show. Like, nobody really knows what they're doing.
That's a fact.
I've seen like my dad get scammed. Like I've seen like I don't know. There's just no age limit for
you can, and that's the thing too. The amount of mistakes doesn't necessarily increase or decrease. They just kind of stay at a steady level. You're always going to be making mistakes. Yeah. Like, and you just kind of learn from them and you just keep going and you just gotta keep pushing. Like,
it's kind of discouraging sometimes though when I see some adults, like when I see, like when I talk to my aunt sometimes, she's like always on these dating sites. And she'll be like, yeah, you know, this guy, da 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 da, like, I don't know. She'll just say something crazy. And I'm just like, he's a whole ass adult, and that's what I still have to look forward to, and you're like in your 50s.
Oh, man.
Man, that is.
Yeah. Jordan, I mean, that doesn't have to be your story. That is not to say that is your story. Yeah, I'm like,
and no. I am. Never settling, but yes. I'm just saying, like, that just to know that, you know, you see, I like, what is it, Robert De Niro? I just saw him with his 10-month-year-old baby. He's in his 80s. What the hell's going on here?
I don't want that to be my story either. He's crazy. Like, he's crazy. At 80, no, the girl, you should have to wrap it up. I mean, girl, yeah, she's both like of them in her 20s. Are insane. Like, at some point, you should be wrapping that thing up, honestly. Please
wrap it up. That's crazy that it can still do that.
That is actually wild. Why is it that a man can still do that, but I'm an 80-year-old woman and I can't do that with an 80-year-old man? There's like, so he has to date someone way younger than him to even make that happen.
I know so many people who have, like, grandparents that are, you know, still having kids, or, you know, or people that are adults.
That's a different kind of generation, girl. The fact that I've seen moms and grandmas pregnant at the same time. Oof. It's like, you. That means both of y'all was way too young. Way too young making
that's weird, happen. Bro, Zanitra, like, did that to me. I don't even know what I say.
You in your 40s and I'm having my first kid and you're having your... I'm about to be a big sister and a mom at the same time? Wow. Stop, please. Oh, actually.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. We're doing a lot.
What else was I going to say about adulting? It has something to do with relationships. Mm. Dang it. I lost it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. No. My mind was like.
Yeah. There's a lot to say about adulting, honestly. We are really exhausted. Another thing about adulting, at what point in adulthood, as you are adulting, do parents stop lecturing you?
Oh.
Okay. Guess they don't.
You know, I feel like I'm trying to think about my parents. I don't think they lecture, but they do kind of like throw a little bit of they taste, their little swag up in there, like, you sure you want to do this? You sure you want to do that? Mm. And I'm like, yeah, I do. Yeah. But they'd be like, no, that's not safe. Don't do that. Mom, just landed. Like, you just got to do what you got to do.
You just got to go for it, Augusto.
Yeah. And
do you remember the last time you got a lecture?
Sometimes your parents will appreciate it. Oh my God, a lecture?
Like a legit lecture from your mom and your dad.
Girl, what do you consider a lecture? I was probably in college and my parents were trying to tell me that like I needed to be saving my money. You need to save your money. You need to get a car. And I was like, seems like you should have helped me with that. Oh. I'm in college. You know, but that's...
Yeah,
it's another conversation. They was trying, but yeah, I think my college years, our relationship has really blossomed over the last. So wait a minute.
Wow, I'm sitting here trying to like tap in, and like the headphone was like tapping in too. Yo. I'm sorry.
But yeah, my mom used to give me hella lectures, and we just was beefing because I was just like, girl, like. It felt like she never saw when I did things right, but when I did things wrong, that's when she wanted to lecture. So it used to drive me crazy. Yeah. And now she has more of a soft approach. You know, some parents get softer as they get older.
That's a fact.
Really learn that. And so it's interesting to see, like, oh, whoa, girl.
Yeah. I feel like I still begin lecture sometimes. Like, I don't... think that they stop. I think they're just going to continue. Yeah. Maybe because I'm their only or something.
Yeah, that could be it too, for real.
Like, I don't know. I think I'm also, I don't know. I just
feel I mean, my dad has told me, I'm like, you know, you're always my baby girl. Like, I think that that's just.
Why did you play Mr. Girl?
Y'all making books fall behind me. I don't know. I just. I think that they just always see us as kids. Sometimes it's annoying, but sometimes I be needing it. Like, because where else do we get to not be an adult?
I mean, actually, that's a fact. What you just said is a fact. Where else will I hear that kind of stuff that I need to hear? I mean, your friends do give you, like, okay, they be like, okay, girl, no. But, like, not the way your parents were. I guess parents still need to be parents even in adulthood. I think that was the lesson I just...
Yeah. Downloaded. No, I think that we're very blessed because there are a lot of, I guess, children that are having to always be the parent to their parent. That's a dynamic that I really wouldn't want.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
I've seen my mom go through it. Like, it's just not anything like that I would want to be doing. So yeah. I'm kind of glad that I can sit in this. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes I'm appreciative that I can call and get advice, even though sometimes it may not be what I agree with.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I can see that that's annoying because it's like,
yeah. I'm grateful the door is open. Trust me. Yeah.
Yeah. Trust that you've raised me that I'm the way good enough to make these decisions.
Yeah.
What's the worst that can happen?
Whoa.
I love saying that.
That is so what happens when you, right before when you do up. A big doozy. Yeah. I ain't trying to do that.
Goes in like, confidently. Yeah.
I got a lecture the other day and I just was sitting there like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't really know how to respond. I'm just like, okay.
How do you
like, I hear you, but it's like, and then getting a lecture on something that you don't even have the full story on. That's wild.
Oh, yeah.
This is like, maybe it's my fault that they don't have
a lecture. Yeah. You have to be educated to teach the lecture, professor.
Come on, come on. Where are your notes? You haven't been taking notes. You're not informed on the subject. And maybe that's my fault because
parents do be making assumptions.
Yeah.
I be having to tell my dad sometimes, like, he'll make assumptions about me and my sister, and I'll be like, when have you talked to us? Like, you don't even know how we think. Like, you haven't asked.
That's actually not true.
Yeah. You don't know me, dog. Ooh. That's what I'm sensing here. Ooh. Either you don't know me or you don't trust me. Ooh. Or you don't trust that you put in the skills.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. Well, honestly, some people out here that they need some intervention.
That's a fact.
Your mama ain't never home. You remember that from ATL?
Okay.
Shorty kept trying to get T.I. to slide. He was like, yo, my ever home.
I ain't gonna lie. I got a friend who
her mama ain't never home. Wait. No,
she ain't never home.
Oh.
She the mama.
Knock, knock, knock. Stop knocking.
There ain't nobody home.
First off, that's not the Monica lyrics that I had in mind.
Those were the Yanni lyrics.
Dang. Yo, you ever... yeah. So you have a friend that's like not motherly? I don't really understand what you're saying.
Yes. No, she is motherly, but...
She has some growing to do?
I don't know. I just feel like she'd be a little bit too detached. I don't know. Sometimes she'd be on it and sometimes she'd be not on it and I'd just be like...
Well, you know, postpartum can last for 7 years, so I don't know.
Well, up to. We passed the seven.
Oh.
Yeah, we passed the seven, so.
Dang.
I don't know. That's what I'm like. That's I don't know. Sad. I'm not a mom. I can't really. Sometimes I don't feel comfortable speaking on things that, like I don't feel. Experience. Yeah, like, I don't feel comfortable, like, for example, if I know something, if I say something, like, I'd be like, girl, I don't know about that now. But, like, I won't go into a lot of detail because I don't want. In my head, I'm thinking, who am I to tell this person I'm not even a mom?
Yeah.
How can I tell her something when I'm not even a mom?
You feel like you're passing judgment, but you have
Yeah, and it's like, I'm not trying to come off as judgmental. I'm just coming off as, if I were that child, this is how I would take that. Dang. Yeah, so.
I didn't witness that yet. I feel like my friends, sometimes with the dating, I'd be a little worried, like,
Yeah.
Like, you sure, are you putting love before your child? Like, I understand you have needs, but, you know, it'll come. Like, be protective of your babies right now.
Right. Right now, that's your focus.
Especially if their communication isn't fully there. I'm not even weird about that. Like, there's a... Oh, never mind. Somebody I knew. I mean, she literally would come to work talking about a new guy all the time. It's like... You gotta be careful, babe. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fact. Speaking of parents, girl... There's a video that surfaced that we saw, and it was an inappropriate relationship between a mother and a son, in our opinion. We're going to play the clip. Hopefully you can hear all the details of the clip. Here it is.
Oh my God, look at this. 7 o'clock.
Chanel, don't play with her.
Please don't. Oh my God, y'all.
Like it ain't real.
Not everybody saw eBay. This ain't real.
Blue.
Ain't that another clock?
12 o'clock on the dot.
Yeah, I need to post a video on our page because the video is of the son zooming in on his mother's bottom and then saying, "You got a fat booty." As he pats it, then she begins to say, "Yeah, baby, it home gone." Then she begins to literally clap her two cheeks together like two hands. Whoa, Nelly.
Like two hands. It's crazy.
And this is an example of just those relationships that just like kind of get lost, I think, in what we are currently like, the world that we live in, like social media telling you certain stuff. Just, I don't think there will ever be a time.
Well, see, that's a certain mom-son dynamic. You're not going to see anything like that with like a girl twerking with her daddy.
Never.
It's something about moms, especially, I'm sorry, but the black moms and their sons sometimes, there's like a line that is crossed where it's like they make their son the man of the house, and I don't know, but that was very disturbing to watch, and I was also disturbed looking at the comments for that video, because a lot of people were dismissive of it. They were making it seem like people were overreacting. One girl said that she can be, you know, naked around her dad. It's nothing ever like that. I was just like...
I think it comes to a certain point where it's like, I could have been maybe in the younger years, but at big 32, I'm not walking around naked in front of my dad. I'm sorry, I'm not doing
it. Big 32 is funny. Okay. Exactly. Like, how is that a pro? Like, and it's not even about... Oh, like I feel like my dad goes, no, it's nothing like that. It's just like a respect thing. And it's just family dynamics. Like, why would I do that? If I had a brother, I wouldn't do that either. Like, no.
Right.
I don't know.
But like, maybe shorts, a crop, something like that. But like, completely nude? You talking about nipples flying? Nah, I'm sorry. Not happening.
But in this video, I guess it was the mom's birthday. He had gotten her this really nice cake. I think he's a rapper out of Atlanta. Never heard of him. But he pans in on her ass. And he like, she got a fat ass. Smacks it. And then my dukes begins to just like go into
clap
this
clap
session. No, you like clap. She's Meg the Stallion. And everyone's egging her on. So obviously their family's a little different.
And she says it's homegrown.
And imagine if he has a relationship with his mom, how is he uplifting any woman that he has relations with? Like, that's weird.
Yeah, because if that's how you see your mom, you definitely are seeing other women.
And you know, he's not the first one. Kodak Black was the first person that I saw do that, and I was really weirded out. Like, he was
wait, he slapped his mom on the butt, didn't he?
But he was kind of like
really going like, for the gusto.
Like he
really getting that up man under ain't there.
Well. Either so I'm like, is this a cultural thing?
This man ain't well. He not.
Yeah. You know what? Somebody's got to say something. And if nobody says anything, then it keeps on going.
But even if we say something, like, who's going to stop that from happening? Besides the mom.
The mama. Right. She's allowing it. She
don't even
cute.
Think it's a problem.
So I'm just like, what if his girl was there? Like, not that it would be a jealousy thing, but that's just so distasteful.
I would feel weird if I had a boyfriend and I saw my boyfriend slapping mama on the booty. Like, hey, mom.
And she starts slapping, bruh. I'm going to tell you right now, we got to end this relationship today. Tonight.
Would you end it immediately or would you like finish the event and then
what
like.
What is this, Freak Nick? I'm out of here. I don't know what y'all
Freak Nick, which actually airs tonight at 8:30. Courtesy of grandma.
Y'all, I have a family group chat and at 8:30 a.m., my grandma, out of nowhere, first off, she tells everyone that she has fruit and the car is not by the house. Then everybody started talking about numbers. That's how my family refers to the lottery. Oh, numbers, yeah. These numbers. Out of nowhere, she's like, Freak Nick comes on tonight at 8:30. I'm like, girl, it's 8:30 a.m. The sun ain't even out for real. Like, what the... Then I was like, but
even now it's crazy. Girl, I said, catch me on the clip. Catch me on the clips. She's gonna be on those clips, Jordan.
I don't know why she's so eager to see it.
She's trying to see what's up.
And then I think she spelled it Freak Neek. So she put N-E-A-K. I'm just really sick of this shit.
Did you respond?
I put ha-ha. Cree said that was trifling to me to do. But, bitch, I had a challenge. Nobody acknowledged her text. Nobody acknowledged. They kind of moved on because my cousin got a new job. I was going to acknowledge that she put that shit in there. Because that was
because, first of all, we are not. Is anybody going to ignore this? Everybody's going to ignore this elephant in the room? Like, no.
You know, when you are the one, when you're the person that has, like, that grandma or that mom in the family, where it's just like, yo. Like, people know my grandma from just Say Us a Wash. Like, that's just who she is.
And that's so, who she is, bro.
It's like, yo, that's your grandma, bro. Yeah. I mean, okay, bro, chill. That's me, but chill.
Like, oh my God. That's actually hilarious. Grandma say I'm up on the T.
Yeah, but back when we were saying, I'm not dating no nigga who slapping his mama cheeks, bro.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
That's in crazy. Any capacity. Like,
yeah.
Whether it's a hand or anything else.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's yeah, nah.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't feel extremely uncomfortable. Actually, you remember I told you about a time I was at Disney World, like, my older, like, recently. It's like 2 years ago, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mentioned it on here, and it was a little white boy and his mom. And he was, like, touching her breast. Like squeezing them or like rubbing her butt or something inappropriate. I think he was smacking her on the ass. She was like, "Stop, Timmy!" Like just like stop, little Timmy! Like just completely, just like just telling him to stop. But he was so like he really had been doing it. It made me feel very uncomfortable.
I think it's. I'm not saying that it's like okay, but I feel like stuff like that be happening. I've seen a video where this mom was in the kitchen and like all her sons took turns smacking her ass. And then
oh my God, I saw that.
I don't know what that's about, but that
like you let all of them do that to you.
There's some layers to that.
You're teaching them something. What does that really teach a son? That it's okay to just slap your mama's butt like that. Like I feel like your mother is someone you should have the most esteem, respect. And when I say esteem, respect. I feel like that's a different level of respect. That's like a honorable respect. Like that's like a high grade of respect. So I don't feel like that's someone you should be slapping on the butt saying, ooh, yeah. Like I slapped my mama on the booty. Like, I mean, you really think you could slap anybody on the booty. Like if it came down to it, you would really feel like, yeah, I could slap
you
on the booty.
You start with my boots. Shit. You gonna get your grandma too?
Oh, whoa.
That's wild.
That is crazy. Yo. That's crazy. Like,
Where's the honor, man? We got to bring honor back.
I know that's
We got to bring honor back. We need more, like, we need more R&B niggas on some Bryson Tiller. You can have whatever you want. Like, we need that type of energy because, you know, this whole, I don't know. It's just too much going on.
Way too much.
Speaking of honor, I came across this clip that I thought was, I don't know, I just thought it made a lot of sense. And I wanted to play it for you guys, see what you guys think.
Do you guys know the number one outcome or the number one indicator for how children grow up to thrive? Whether or not they actually do?
I thought it was the daddy in the house.
Absolutely not. Believe it or not, it is the quality of their mother's happiness.
Wow.
Dang. The quality of their mother's happiness is the number one indicator as to whether or not a child will grow up to thrive. Because if you have a depressed mother, if you have an anxious mother, if you have a mother with post-traumatic stress disorder, who is having to disconnect from her own body, she cannot show up to nurture you. She cannot show up to support you. She cannot fully step into that space. And what she will teach you about being in relationships with other people, whether you can trust them, whether you can trust yourself, whether you can actually be committed and connected to somebody and know that they will reciprocate that to you in a healthy way, she teaches you that, not through her words, but through her actions. And so what I will say to you, sis, is that you have to decide for yourself how you want your children not to just grow up in your house, but to grow up in this world. Because you are teaching them that right now through how you are living your life and showing them how life is supposed to be in this roof with this man.
Wow. Thoughts,
wow, yeah, that was I think she's right.
I feel like the woman is I think a lot of media has portrayed the man to be the leader of the home, the provider, but I think especially as a Black woman, I think that, and I think most of the times, like, the woman is the one who creates the ambiance, who creates the vibes, the meals in the house, the energy. Whether it's through, like, the decor.
I was just about to say that, their energy, for sure.
The, you know, the space. When you walk into a home, you can feel whether or not it's a nurturing home or not. I've been over friends' houses and been like, oh.
It feels weird.
That's why you're always able to do what you want to do. There's, like, an energy of, like, neglect in this space. Like, you are not being nurtured. Like, your mom is Not to say I don't know your mom, but, you know, it's like sometimes you know who has those parents, unfortunately. And it's like, so I totally understood hearing this clip that a mother's happiness would have some type of effect on anybody as an adult. But I never, I don't know. And I think now as I grow older, I can understand some of the tendencies that I have. Because I don't know, like, if you grew up in a house where your mom, like, takes up space and, you know, like, you know how to
Moms
do that.
Moms just have a certain, women have a certain impression on the child. Just like, that being of a mother, that being of a woman, just has, like, a certain impression on the child that they're not going to get from their dad. And I'm not saying that we don't need fathers, because we absolutely do.
Yeah, they are
a vital part of our, like, growing up, and they instill a lot in us. But what I'm saying about a mother is just that there's just, like, we, like you just said, there's a certain energy that she brings to the house that you're not going to get if your mom is not present.
Yeah.
Like, not in, outside of, like, teaching you to be ladylike and, like, all these other things that moms teach you, like, there's just something that it's not going to be there. Like,
yeah.
And you just won't have it. I think she's right. Like, moms or women absolutely bring just a certain kind of, I just lost my train of thought. I'm sorry.
Yeah. A certain kind of aura and being.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what mm-hmm. that makes me think about, and, though? Oh, go ahead.
What I was about to say before I forgot, I was just thinking, like, and then when moms are going through things, that does have an effect on the children and everybody in the household. Like, everything seems, like, kind of off. Like, in my experience, like, when my mom has been going through certain things, or when it's, like, certain things I can't maybe mention, I don't feel comfortable mentioning to her in that time. Like, I may even be a little worried, like, okay, is everything okay? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just, like, a certain vibe that's like, okay, wait, you know? And so I think that has a lot to do with, like, the impression that they have on us.
Yeah, for sure. And mm-hmm. I think maybe that's why, like, not that it's fair, but maybe that is why, like, a child can be left with their mom as a single parent, and it's just... There's no chance for a mom to say no. Like, mm-hmm. if she does, and it's just like, mm-hmm. what? You're terrible. How could you? And I think, and then that's a whole other conversation. I think that women who, things why it's so important with, like, the laws going on. I absolutely believe that life is a blessing, but I think that sometimes, depending on where a woman is in her life, if she knows mm-hmm. that she's not able to give a child what they need, I don't understand why they should be forced to bring a child in this world, right. because they're going to be the ones that are responsible. The man, right. they can leave, bounce, peace, come back, pick their son up. What movie is that where he's like, I'm here to pick up my son? He picked that nigga up, put him down, and left. I was sick.
Oh my god, no,
it was Sean Wayans. It was probably a scary movie or something, but
but you're right.
Yeah, I think maybe that is why, like, the nurturing of a mother does have such an impact, I feel, mm-hmm. like, on confidence, on mm-hmm. like self-assurance, you know, mm-hmm. reassurance. I don't know, like, and it's like, I don't want to, I think that the household that I grew up in, my parents have totally different personalities. And so my dad is way more quiet and laid back. My mom is much more, like, loud. She has a very loud laugh. She loves light. She loves, like, sunlight. Like, my dad be like, closed and blind.
Yeah.
My mom always has sunglasses on.
Yes.
Oh my god, I have like 10 pairs of sunglasses in my car. It's sick how you become your parents.
Yes. Yes.
But I definitely think that, like, I don't know. I really feel like my mom never tried to, like, minimize who she was, even mm-hmm. though, like, you know, my dad sometimes he can be a little moody or whatever. Mm-hmm. She never let that be like, okay, well, let me just quiet down, like.
Right,
and so I can appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I remember one time my mom went on vacation and left us with our dad. Bro, we was all ready for her to come back. Like, yo.
Oh my god.
My dad had us eating, like, fried food every night. Yo, my stomach was hurting. Like, Mom, I need broccoli. I need nutrients. Like,
yes, you do.
It's just certain balance that, you know, a woman brings. So shout out to Women's History Month again.
Yeah. And just like even when there are, like, parents or, like, relationships that have, or, you know, people that have kids together, and they'll be, like, married, and then some people are like, oh, I'm staying for my kids, and then other people are like, I'm leaving for my kids. You know what I'm saying? Because how I feel in this relationship is going to have an impact on how I raise my kids. And it's healthier, it's better for me to leave this unhealthy, toxic relationship than to stay here and try to raise my kids in it, because what my kids are going to do is begin to soak that in.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to feel. That's what they're going to take in. And I don't want them to take that in. So I definitely respect people who leave for their kids. And I'm not saying it's easy to leave. So I also have respect for people who stay for their kids. You know what I'm saying? But I just think if that were ever me in a situation, I feel like I would be the person to be like, I'm leaving for my kids. Because I know I am. When I'm in a mood, baby, I'm in a mood.
Oh, that was not even supposed to be funny. I'm so serious. Like, that would probably really affect how, like, what I bring to the table for as a mom. Yeah. Like, I know how my mood gets. I know how you feel more tired when you're, like, arguing, going back and forth with a partner. You feel, I mean, you just imagine kids being in that situation. Like, no. It,
yeah,
absolutely, the mom and how she feels and how happy or unhappy she is has an effect on how the children will be raised.
And so that's why I love to see a man or a woman love a woman down.
Yes.
It is a beautiful thing to see where yes. she just has space to fall and, mm-hmm. you know, to come home and just release mm-hmm. and... I don't know. I just love seeing a woman be poured into.
Yes, me too. It's just like, nothing but she's
benefits. Loved. It's nothing yeah. but beneficial to like everyone she around loves. Her.
And the thing with that is,
to a woman, she's gonna pour back out.
Exactly. That's all. Yes. What's that little target emoji? Ding ding. That's what I need. The dart emoji, bro. That's it right there. When you begin to pour into me the way I need to be poured into, baby, it's yours. The world is yours.
Yeah.
But like for real, like it's just
I think there's so many women who aren't poured into. They're just mm-hmm. given expectations to meet and
right.
Yeah. So shout out to the women, man.
Shout out to Women's History Month.
Shout out to all shout our moms. Out to the, all the matriarchs.
Shout Sorry. Out to our moms. It's okay, girl. I'm with you, okay, cuz I'm with you. Shout out to the mamas.
All the mamas. Baby mamas.
For sure. For sure. That's real.
And a hoochie mamas, period.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Hope you guys have an amazing week. Rest of the week, whatever time you're listening to this. The rest of the day. We love y'all.
Yeah, man.
Thank you so much. Peace.
We'll